Hello there, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you're having a good week, and wherever you are, I trust that God would bless you through his word. The purpose of this podcast is to interest people in the life of Jesus Christ, and not from a historical point of view, though that is very interesting, but from the point of view of realizing that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and that he died upon a cross 2013 years ago, not because of just a malfunction in the judicial system or because of some quirk of fate, but because the Bible teaches he died for our sins. I'm going through the life of Jesus Christ with one of the biographers in the Bible, Dr. Luke, and it's very interesting to see how he accounts for certain incidents in the life of Jesus Christ. Now, he was a medical doctor, a clever man, and he records some very interesting features of the life of Christ. I'm in Luke chapter 8 in the Gospel, which is written by Dr. Luke. And in chapter 8, where I'm reading from, which is round about verse number 26, he deals with three incidents. One is a man who's out of his mind. And this man meets Jesus. Listen to what it says. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God Most High? I beseech you, torment me not." Now, this man was demon-possessed, and this man was out of his mind, and this man realized that Jesus was the Son of God, because the demons, demonic beings, spirit beings, understand who Jesus is, even though so often humans fail to recognize that. The interesting thing is, at the end of this incident, the Lord Jesus, having freed the man from his demon possession and given him liberty, it says that he was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind, and the people that met him, they were quite unnerved by this, clothed in his right mind. The Lord Jesus wants to save people. Even today, he wants to bring peace to troubled minds. He forgives sin that is wrong. We've broken God's law, but he died to take account for that and to pay for it. And if we trust the one who died for us, we can be forgiven. And that's true because the Bible says he came back from the dead to prove there is life after death. The second incident that is in this chapter is about a troubled father. And that's found from verse 40 onwards. And this troubled father is a religious man. And his daughter is dying. In fact, she dies while he's trying to attract the Lord Jesus' attention and get him to come along and to sort things out. And the Lord Jesus brings this girl of 12 back to life again. And here's an amazing thing. The Lord Jesus has power over death. Now, you don't, I don't, doctors don't. We try to extend life, we try to improve quality of life. But there was only one person who ever lived who had power over death, and his name was Jesus. And the evidence that he raised people from the dead and gave them life, having died, is irrefutably recorded in history. The Lord Jesus brought this girl back to life. The third incident in the chapter is this. It's about a woman who was frustrated, had been ill for 12 years, spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, and she came behind Jesus and she touched the border of his garment, and immediately the issue of her blood stopped. This woman believed by faith that the Lord Jesus could heal her. Now, the Bible message is not so much that people will get physical healing today, but that if we believe and by faith realize that Christ died for our sins, we've broken God's law, we're accountable for our wrong, there is a day of judgment coming, and if we by faith trust Jesus Christ, he can forgive our sins and make us right with God. I do appreciate you listening to this podcast. There's lots of other podcasts on the site. Go and listen to some more. And if you've got questions, please contact me through the site. I'd love to help you. Thanks again once for listening. May God bless you this week.